Hello and welcome to the Rush Hour for Wednesday, the 13th of July. The Pontifical Council for Promoting the New Evangelization unveiled overnight a new project to re-evangelize some of Europe's major cities. Archbishop Rino Fisichella, the council's president, revealed that the initiative will take place in Lent 2012 and will be based at each city's cathedral, which will host a range of activities. The project was planned after a summit of bishops at the Vatican on the 11th of July. Events planned thus far include a continual reading of the Gospel, the local bishop teaching young people, families and those converting to Catholicism, the promotion of confession, and a charitable initiative of some form. Archbishop Fisichella also mentioned an event that will be both spiritual and cultural in character, such as reading from the Confessions of St. Augustine. The bishops came from Barcelona, Budapest, Brussels, Cologne, Dublin, Lisbon, Liverpool, Paris, Turin, Warsaw, and Vienna. The scheme is being described as a metropolitan project. Archbishop Fisichella said these initiatives will begin in the cathedral because of its important symbolic significance, but the intention is to extend them to the parishes of the dioceses for a more direct impact in the territory. The Pontifical Council for Promoting the New Evangelization was established last year by Pope Benedict. He said he wanted to promote a renewed evangelization in traditionally Christian countries, which are living through a, quote, progressive secularization of society and a sort of eclipse of the sense of God. As another round of illicit ordinations approaches, four Catholic bishops have gone missing in China. Here's Rome Reports with more details.
Four Chinese bishops loyal to Rome are being held by the police to apparently participate in an illicit ordination scheduled for July 14th. Bishops Liang Jinsen from Jiangmen and Liao Hongqing of Mietzu and Joseph Gang Jinghui of Guangzhou are all loyal to the Holy See and being held without communication. Reports out of China have also said that Bishop Paul Pei Jumin is being surrounded in his cathedral by the police as priests deny them access. The Vatican has warned that anyone who willingly takes part in an illicit ordination faces the risk of excommunication. They do, however, make exceptions for those who are forced to attend against their will. The Vatican has repeatedly appealed to the Chinese government to end the state-sanctioned church as relations continue to worsen.
A senior priest in Mexico City is to appeal after being sued by the state's ruling Democratic Revolution Party for urging Catholics not to vote for political parties that promote liberalized abortion and same-sex marriage policies the Democratic Revolution Party pursued. Mexico's electoral tribunal ruled that Father Hugo Valdemar Romero, the spokesman for the Archdiocese of Mexico City, had broken the law when he made his comments in an interview in 2010 and urged the Interior Ministry to impose a fine on the Archdiocese. An editorial in the Archdiocesan magazine condemned the July 1 ruling as unconstitutional and aberrant. The Catholic Church in El Salvador, staying in Latin America, has decried the rising tide of violence affecting all levels of society, including even school-aged children. As of the 12th of July this year, there have been 77 students killed and 114 murders committed on public transport. Having clearly stated that the murderers of human beings must be brought to justice, Archbishop José Luis Escobar Alas of San Salvador has launched an appeal to the country's security forces and other institutions to unite in their efforts and policies to fight crime. The Archbishop said that the problem of violence is perhaps more urgent than the country's economy. The Vatican Daily, L'Osservatore Romano, has entered the moral discussion surrounding the controversial message of the Harry Potter films. The newspaper has offered a positive review of the saga's last installment, which will open worldwide this weekend. A reviewer for the paper wrote, "The finale is epic, with a battle worthy of this saga of unequalled planetary success." And he also said that evil is never presented as fascinating or attractive in the saga, but the values of friendship and sacrifice are highlighted in a unique and long story of formation. Through painful passages of dealing with death and loss, the hero and his companions mature from the lightheartedness of infancy to the complex reality of adulthood. And thus it ends, he concluded, and for some, especially those who never liked the saga, it will be a sort of liberation. And in other news related to the Vatican newspaper, it has also weighed into the phone hacking scandal at News International, saying that the public had been deprived of the truth to which it was entitled and that journalism had lost prestige and credibility. It said the victims of the now-closed News of the World were not only those directly involved, but also the broader public and the media industry. The leader said the end should never justify the means and that there were no spheres in which ethics could be excused or forgotten. It quoted from Pope Benedict XVI's message for the 42nd World Communications Day, in which he said, "The defence and respect for the human person was indispensable in social communications." Daughter of St. Gianna Mola, Dr. Gianna Emanuela Mola, has visited the headquarters of Priests for Life in the United States. She brought with her a photo and a relic, a piece of cloth, of her mother, who is regarded as a patron saint for pro-lifers. "God loved my mother very much," Mola told the staff. She added, "God chose her among many saint mothers. There must be many saint mothers in paradise. I would not be here with you if I had not been loved so much. Her saintly mother gave her own life so that she could live. All my mum's life has been a hymn to life," Mola said. "She died in the same exemplary way she lived. Her holiness represents something extraordinary, a holiness in which everyone can feel at home." She also told the staff, "I bring my mother with me to help you too, and nothing is possible without the gift of life." And just briefly, 12 young people, it's been announced, will lunch with the Pope on the 19th of August at the Apostolic Nunciature in Madrid as part of World Youth Day. The Australian Senate has voted down a motion by the Greens Party that called for the federal government to support same-sex marriage by 31-9, with all 9 votes in favour coming from the Greens. That's it for today's update. Thanks for listening to the show. Remember, you can get in touch with me anytime by calling +612 8005 1530 or emailing therushhour@cradio.org.au. Have a great day now. God bless.